Thank you very much, and thank you all for joining our call today. Today, we, Vanderbilt University, have named Malcolm Turner as Vanderbilt's new Vice Chancellor for Athletics and University Affairs and Athletic Director. I am thrilled, enthusiastic about bringing Malcolm on board. He will begin officially February 1st. Let me start a little bit about our selection process and then why I chose Malcolm for this important role. I think Malcolm will say a few words, and of course, we're happy to open this up for questions. As I'd like to make clear, and as Malcolm and I talked about through this whole process, our vision for athletics is driven very much by the Vanderbilt Way. We clearly believe that we have to bind together and make interrelated the university's core missions of teaching, learning, discovery, while forging a new generation of leaders on and off the field. We expect excellence in the classroom, and we, of course, expect and have achieved absolute excellence in our performances with our student athletes and our great group of coaches. The model we believe and our coaches believe is the very best recruiting tool for Vanderbilt. They're able to tell young players and increasingly the families of the young student athletes who are looking at Vanderbilt that at Vanderbilt, yes, we will indeed compete at the very highest athletic levels. And you will receive an education that is second to none. We are fortunate and indeed singularly unique in bringing these together in the true student athlete and being able to, I believe, make this claim and be successful. With this philosophy really as our guide, the athletics program has enjoyed unprecedented success, both academically and athletically, under my colleague David Williams' leadership. When David announced his retirement, we really set about to find the right person to build upon David's incredible leadership and success in preparing student athletes to excel both on and off the field. And that person, I have full confidence, is Malcolm Turner. The selection process involved gathering input from traditional means, social media, outreach. I held office hours a number of times for the athletic department staff, met with student athletes, and we got a lot of input. I met with every coach, coaches, students, alumni, faculty and staff, and of course, our loyal Commodore fan base. And we really learned from them what Vanderbilt needed to continue to move athletics forward. We provided this input to our formal search committee, and we interviewed a superb and very broad and diverse set of candidates. I became convinced that Malcolm was by far the best person to lead the Vanderbilt athletics programs. Tops on my mind, really a number of factors, and this came through in my discussions with everyone who has a love for Vanderbilt sports. The idea of a thought leader, a visionary to do a strategic plan, a skill set to work with our student athletes, staff, and coaches to articulate that vision, to develop a strategic plan, and to really manage and execute the next stage in the manifestation of that strategic plan for Vanderbilt athletics. And if you look at Malcolm's background, if you look at his achievements, if you look at his educational attainments, you'll see a visionary strategic thinker who has a deep and abiding commitment to education. As you know, Malcolm is currently a member of the NBA Senior Leadership Team, president of the NBA G League. He is a proven executive. He is a likable but a strong leader with deep expertise in multiple business disciplines, including management, marketing, and development across a variety of sports landscape of teams, leagues, facilities, and major events. in all of my discussions, coaches, student athletes, faculty, alumni, everyone emphasize a deep and personal commitment to education. And I think you can see, as evidenced by his own academic achievements and his extensive community service, this deep commitment. His exceptional leadership skills, passion for education, drive for excellence, made this a very, very compelling and easy choice. I think he'll bring immense talents in Vanderbilt, not only to the Vanderbilt Commodores, but I believe for the rest of the university and the entire Nashville community, but also the national community that really loves college athletics, because I believe Malcolm has proven himself as a thought leader and will bring that enormous talent to college sports. I'm confident, high confidence, that he'll have immediate and profound impact on our athletic program and on our success, and I couldn't be more enthusiastic about an appointment that I have made as chancellor. Now let me turn it over to Malcolm to say a few words.
Thank you, Chancellor Zepos, and I'll start by really saying I am so honored to join such a storied university with a historic commitment to excellence in everything they do. Vanderbilt has an inspiring and distinctive approach to student athletes and the role of athletics, and it's very clear there's a deep commitment to the comprehensive development of student athletes to excel on the field of play, academically, and in life. And for me, Vanderbilt University and the city of Nashville are clearly on the move, and I couldn't be more excited to be part of that transformation and to help position the Commodores and Vanderbilt's unique approach to developing student athletes as a national and international model. Certainly, my first priority will be to listen and learn. This is an elite athletics program at a top-notch university, and I certainly want to understand and build on that success. And I do know that, I plan to continue building on the legacy of investment here at Vanderbilt and our student athletes. That's the approach that has really made this program so special. So I look forward to becoming part of the Vanderbilt community and to engaging with the student athletes and athletic staff and our team of coaches and, of course, the loyal and dedicated fan base that has been critical to the Commodore's success, and really couldn't be more excited with this appointment, and I'm excited to get started. So thank you.
And would you like to take questions now?
Yes. Please.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star then one on your touch tone phone. If you wish to be removed from the queue, please press the pound sign or the hash key. If you are using a speakerphone, you may need to pick up the handset first before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star then one on your touch tone phone. Standing by for questions. And our first question comes from Cutler Klein from the Vanderbilt Hustler. Please go ahead.
Hi, Malcolm. This is a question for you. Looking at your the way you led the G League, you took it to new levels as a brand. I mean, how do you think you can draw on that experience in elevating the brand of a place or league or a university in this case to your experiences here? And how do you plan on bringing that Vanderbilt brand to new heights?
Absolutely. I think with the G League, I think there are a few things that we did really well, and it's an approach that I look forward to having the opportunity to apply here. I think first and foremost, in partnership with our NBA owners and ultimately NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, I think we were successful in creating a compelling vision for the future. And then crafting an actionable plan for growth. And once we had those two pieces in place, I think we were just deadly efficient in executing against that plan. It's certainly been a big team effort, in terms of the record growth that we've had at the NBA G League with the record number of teams, all singly affiliated with an NBA team, the record levels of G League experience, you know, at the NBA level, whether from a player development standpoint or even a coaching development and referees and on down the line. But I think that is certainly an approach that I look forward to applying here. And frankly, I would also say that, you know, I draw heavily on my consulting background. You know, prior to the NBA, I was in the consulting space at On Sport, a company I helped start and later became Wasserman when they acquired our business. And, you know, we consulted for prominent brands and marquee properties across all sports and, you know, established one of the market-leading practices that was really geared towards helping our clients solve problems and create opportunities to accelerate business growth. And that included a media rights representation practice that represented some of the rights of the leading professional collegiate sports rights holders. So I've worked across all corners of the sports business, from brands, venues, talent, media, marketing events, and so forth, and just look forward to applying my perspective and expertise through the lens of college sports, in this case here at Vanderbilt, and we'll surely be taking the same consultative approach to help create solutions to help take us forward in an effective, efficient manner. That's a game plan that I think really served me well when I arrived at the NBA. And again, at the end of the day, I would say through that process, you know, creating a compelling vision for the future, crafting an actual plan for growth, and then just being super efficient and executing against that plan. I mean, I think those are the ingredients that have really led us to the record growth that we've had here at the NBA G League, and certainly an approach that I look forward to applying at Vanderbilt.
And our next question comes from Adam Sparks from the Tennessean. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Malcolm. You obviously have an impressive resume in pro sports. I'm curious to know why you want to go into college athletics now, and what do you think of the learning curve and the transition you're going to undergo going from pro to college?
Yeah, I would say, you know, when I look at the great success that we've had with the NBA G League and again, the record levels of player development, you know, over 53% of NBA rosters with G League experience, a record number of NBA players being assigned to the G League a record number of times, NBA rookie development taking place at unprecedented levels, over 50 coaches now on NBA team benches, including four NBA head coaches who first punched their ticket in the G League. And I say all that just if you aspire to participate in the game of basketball at the highest level, our mission is to help NBA dreams come true, whether you're a player, coach, referee, scout, and on down the line. And it's that same sense of mission that applies here at Vanderbilt in furthering the success of our student athletes on and off the field of play. And so it's this notion of development that's really been the connective thread for me with this new opportunity. And, you know, again, going back to the original question, you know, given the breadth of my experience, yes, I've applied that within a professional sports context here over the past several years, but I think, you know, those buckets of accountability and responsibility and areas that fuel growth remain the same. It's just within a college sports landscape. And again, I hearken on, you know, my consulting background where, you know, I've always been a continuous learner and in the consulting space working with leading brands and properties on C-suites matters. You have to be able to dig in and out of issues quickly and precisely. And so, you know, I think there's a wonderful team already in place at Vanderbilt within the athletics department. I certainly look forward to partnering and working and leaning on that team. But I think there's great work that we can do together going forward.
And our next question comes from Betsy Goodfriend from Vanderbilt Hustler. Please go ahead.
Hey, Malcolm. How do you plan to increase student support of athletics here on Vanderbilt's campus?
You know, I'm first order of business for me is I'm going to go on a bit of a listening and learning tour. You know, my job and among my first tasks will be to listen and to listen to student athletes and coaching staff and the entire Vanderbilt community to learn what matters most, and then really develop a plan against that to help us build and grow the athletics program, including support for student athletes. You know, certainly I understand and appreciate the role that athletics plays in a Division I school, and you know, and certainly at a place that's one of the leading academic research institutions. But I'm really going to, you know, first order of business for me will be, like I said, a listening and learning tour to engage the broader Commodore community, but certainly first and foremost with our student athletes to best understand the needs and opportunities there so we can be effective and efficient in meeting those needs.
And our next question comes from David Beauclair from Nashville Post. Please go ahead.
Malcolm, I'm curious, what do you see as the balance in this day and age for an athletics director between managing coaches and facilities and being a fundraiser, and how aggressive do you plan to be in raising money for athletics?
I think all those tie together, you know, in you know, providing our student athletes and coaches, you know, and others with the resources they need to succeed. That clearly ties the people side of the equation with resources and ultimately revenue to help fund things such as facilities and other resources along those lines. And so I think there's a partnership amongst all of those variables if you really want to have success in this space. And so, you know, again, as part of my listening and learning tour, you know, I look forward to understanding the history to date and the sense of opportunities, you know, going forward, and certainly lending my perspective and my lens on the future there. But I think all of those work in partnership, you know, together, you know. And so, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's about providing our teams, namely our coaches and student athletes, with the direction and resources and support that they need. And so clearly, you know, the underpinning of that, there are a number of things that underpin that, but clearly revenue and facilities and other resources are underpinning to that. And so I'll be looking forward to digging into that in short order when I get started.
And our next question comes from Chris Harris from WSMV-TV Nashville. Please go ahead.
All right. Hey, Malcolm. Welcome welcome to Nashville. I was just curious, also kind of piggybacking off of off David's question, what type of fundraising experience do you have, and how vital do you see that that is to be competitive in the Southeastern Conference?
I think it's important. I think I've, you know, had a history of creating revenue throughout my career and building relationships, and ultimately, you know, in my view, the underpinning of fundraising is creating a compelling vision for the future. That's where it all starts. What's the story we're trying to tell to drive engagement and ultimately to drive fundraising and revenue growth? And so, you know, I recognize that there's a role that fundraising has to play in that perspective. But as I said, you know, my career, I've had no problem creating revenue throughout my career, and look forward to, you know, applying similar and new approaches with this new opportunity at Vanderbilt and partnering with the chancellor and the team that's already in place, you know, in that effort.
And our next question comes from Max Hurst from ESPN Radio Nashville. Please go ahead.
This question is for Chancellor Zepos. Chancellor Zepos, when in the process was Malcolm Turner's name first mentioned, and at what point did he become your top candidate?
Well, we really cast a broad net, and we did direct our search firm here, Jed Hughes and Kyle Bowlesby from Korn Ferry, to look really broadly at a pool of people with diverse background, diverse experiences, and to present all of those to us. And it was really in the very first group of candidates that Malcolm surfaced at the very, very beginning. And we all on the search committee kind of were like, wow, this is incredible. And so We identified a number of people that we had conversations with, and I reached out to a number of people and spoke to them. And then we went up to talk to Malcolm in New York City. I think he was kind of still going from his NBA G League work to, is this something that is my next move in a very illustrious career? And I would say from the start, he stood out as the top candidate. And the more we got to spend time together, the more we learned about Malcolm, the more it just became clear to me that he was ideal for our next athletic director. So in the very first group of candidates, and then from the start, when I started talking to people and meeting people, he quickly rose to the top.
And our next question comes from Joe Rexroad from the Tennessean. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Malcolm. Kind of going back to the transition here to college athletics, were you looking to get into college athletics, or was it this specific opportunity that drew your interest? And what do you think will be the biggest challenge about that transition?
Yeah, I was not actively looking. This entire announcement is about this specific opportunity, this specific institution, and this specific point in time where, I just think there's, a great opportunity ahead. And so, no, I was not, actively seeking this type of opportunity, but this one is very unique, and it got my attention very quickly. And, through the process, I would say I, immediately had a sense of great connection with the chancellor as a leader, and became quickly apparent for me that there's a real opportunity and collective desire to take the Vanderbilt way forward in this next chapter of Vanderbilt athletics. And with such a fine institution in Vanderbilt and a terrific growth market in Nashville, and the shared recognition that the foundation is strong and the future is bright, I was just struck by the fact that we have a real opportunity to play some offense and taking the Vanderbilt way forward in athletics. And for me, the ingredients to do so are all there. And so, even as part of the process, I recall very specifically, during those conversations when I transitioned from merely learning about the opportunity to competing for it, and, really took the ball, so to speak, in that conversation and went for the win to win this job. And that's just how unique and special, my view is of this opportunity. And so, like I said, I couldn't be, more excited. As far as the transition, there will clearly, as with any new space and new opportunities, I want to acknowledge, the institutional knowledge and existing perspective and, a very fine team that's already in place. And so, as part of my listening and learning, there will be a lot of listening and learning, just that. And, and that's a process that I look forward to. With this transition, I've certainly enjoyed and had great success in partnering to build great teams and building great businesses. And, as with many things, whether it's, here at the NBA when I started or now with the college sports space, in many respects, it comes down to people and revenue. And I look forward to partnering with what's already a wonderful staff and team of coaches in place and working with the Commodore community to facilitate and accelerate the growth of Vanderbilt athletic opportunities in a manner consistent with and in the promotion of the Vanderbilt way. And so, there's a lot of experience that I think I will draw upon, across all corners of the business of sport, just applying that in a different context in the college sports landscape at Vanderbilt.
And our next question comes from Chris Lee from VandySports.com. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Malcolm. You talked about your first orders of business being basically tapping into institutional leadership, developing a strategic plan, listing those sorts of things. Are there any other things maybe in your first 100 days that you see accomplishing or addressing right off the bat?
You know, I think overall, you know, the product of those conversations, and the chancellor referred to this, I believe, in his opening comments, is, you know, as part of that, really want to come in and listen and learn, and ultimately, you know, that learning will inform a strategic plan for the athletics department, you know, and facilities and other resources, you know, will be a part of that. And so that will certainly be a process, you know, involving, you know, our student athletes and our coaches and the current administration staff and others for the, from the Commodore community. But, you know, that is, you know, ultimately will be a key culmination of that process to really try to set the stage and a plan for growth for taking us forward.
And our next question comes from Adam Sparks from the Tennessean. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this is for Nick. To follow up what Malcolm just said, during the interview process, as it goes to facilities, football facilities elsewhere, did you guys present your ideas and your plan for fundraising and facilities to the candidates, or did they present their ideas back to you? How were those discussions on facilities and fundraising?
You know, Adam, I think that's a great question. I think it was kind of very much our discussions with the candidate about a vision for Vanderbilt Athletics going forward, revenue opportunities, the importance of fundraising, the importance of having a strong partner in the university. And so I would say it was a good kind of give and take about most of the candidates would come in and talk, as you heard Malcolm, about how they've grown revenue and done things in their work. And we certainly talked about what we think is possible with a strong partnership for the university. And I think the exciting thing is just waiting for Malcolm to really engage the student athletes and the coaches and our alumni and many others in a strategic plan, and then really get going on, you know, getting the revenue and executing on that plan.
And our next question comes from Cutler Klein from the Vanderbilt Hustler. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this question is for Chancellor Zeppos as well. One of the phrases being tossed around about this hire is outside the box. I mean, how important do you think it is to bring in someone with not necessarily with a collegiate athletics background, but someone with a strong business acumen and a strong marketing background to really kind of to take Vanderbilt in a fresh new direction going into the future?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, I've heard outside of the box, Cutler. The way I view it is, you know, I've been working in this space of college athletics for, you know, almost two decades now. And if you look back and say, okay, what was it like in 2002 and what is it like today? I don't think anyone could have imagined or predicted. And so what I really wanted was somebody who kind of, you can't predict the future, but as we say, skate to where the puck is going, articulating a vision for Vanderbilt in a very, very dynamic environment. And so I was looking, you know, the business background, the business leadership background, but also the kind of ability to say, you know, if you look at Malcolm, what could On Sports be? What could Wasserman be? What could the D-League be? You know, you've got to have some sense of where is this all going. And so the business background was very important to me, but yet the strategic thinking and the ability to kind of say this is where this should be going, it was very, very important to me.
And our next question comes from David Beauclair from Nashville Post. Please go ahead.
Malcolm, I'm curious, you're talking about a listening and learning tour, but what things specifically did you want to know and did you need to know in the process that, as you referenced, it went from thinking about this job to competing for this job?
You know, it starts with leadership and just, you know, the standing and what Vanderbilt University represents first and foremost. You know, and I've said it before, but, you know, this notion, the commitment to and the opportunity for excellence, both on and off the field of play, is always a very compelling proposition. And just my view that that's precisely, you know, what we have in place here. You know, I'm in the relationship business. I'm a relationship-oriented, partner-oriented person, and again, just felt a strong sense of connection, you know, with the chancellor and his vision and his framing of this opportunity. You know, and so that was most important. You know, for me, but I think there are a lot of wonderful things that are already in place, you know, as an extension of the Vanderbilt Way and, you know, the administration that's currently in place, the team of coaches currently in place, et cetera. And so, you know, once really as we got acquainted and developed much stronger rapport and, you know, that was just continued to be a validating proof point for me in terms of just how interesting, you know, and exciting this opportunity was for me.
And our next question comes from Max Hurst from ESPN Radio Nashville. Please go ahead.
This question is for Mr. Turner. Heading up to that February 1st start date for you, what do these next 2 months look like in terms of how much you'll be in Nashville, how much you'll still be in New York, and kind of transferring your past responsibilities at your previous job in terms of also kind of getting things teed up here, as we've talked about?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's one that, frankly, remains a bit fluid. It will certainly be a dynamic, you know, period of several weeks here as I wrap up some obligations here at the NBA and facilitate the transition here, but certainly we'll be working with the chancellor, you know, on a timetable and frankly schedule, because I do expect that there will be some back and forth in coming weeks. You know, we do have some upcoming events through the end of the year on the NBA side of things that will require my participation, but you know, we're going to line up calendars and discuss some dates, and obviously I'm, you know, in the process, we'll need to be in a process of relocation as well to Nashville, but I don't have a neat, tidy answer for your question because, you know, all of this is real time and it's fluid and it'll be a dynamic process, but there absolutely will be back and forth as I toggle between, you know, winding down some obligations here and facilitating a transition, but also launching a transition as I relocate and move to Nashville. And so that process is going to be a bit ongoing with the chancellor, but there will certainly be some back and forth for sure over the next several weeks.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating.